Good morning, Medford and Somerville. You are listening to Deaf Heart Radio on WMFO in Medford.
Just let me in your arms. Just let me in your arms.
That was the namesake of our show. How come my headphones now don't sound like anything? Hello.
Whoa.
That's the spice.
Some nice behind the scenes talk for the listeners.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my everything's on and we're cruising. It's cloudy Friday morning and it's 8:05, 9:05, 10:15. Who cares? I don't know.
Time is an illusion.
I don't know. It's true. Hell. Okay. What's going on with you guys? We got Zeke.
Call me Zeke. I like the name Zeke.
All right. Well, we got Zeke.
Betrays professionalism.
We got Zeke and Joke. April Fools.
That was actually where I wanted to go with this. This is our second holiday episode ever. And last time we had a holiday episode, our theme was...
Spooky. That's not exactly today, but today's for gags, for laughs.
Silly.
It is going to be quite silly. We're going to have a fun time.
Silly.
Don't say that ever again. The real joke is that they let us be on the radio.
Yes. That's the ongoing joke, really. Every week, we somehow pull it off.
The real joke is life.
My life is a joke.
April Fool's said God when he created us. Today is a time for silly string, for fake balloons, and
what are those fart boxes
called? And for
whoopee cushions.
Oh man,
I'm really just a human whoopee cushion when you think about it.
Yeah, you
sit on me and I just go.
I'm just sat on at all times.
Life sits on me.
Life sits on me.
Okay.
That's nice.
That's a terrible sentiment.
You guys got any pranks planned? You plan any pranks?
Oh, well, I mean,
I can't tell anyone about them because they're all on...
That's true. They're all secret.
Zeke.
I've poisoned your CBs.
Oh, you. My CB?
You're from Jamaica.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, from my my beverages.
Ooh. Yeah, those are poison. What else we got? What else we got? In terms of pranks, gags. Next gag is we're gonna play a song, and it's gonna be really good.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna make Charles super happy.
Okay, that sounds dubious. Unless it isn't. Is it gonna make me happy?
It is.
Oh, let's go. Prank. Today's the day. I think today is the day.
Today is the day.
We've been waiting a while for this.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, that was some brand new music.
Yeah.
Here on WMFO in Medford. That was Yesayer. With their new album, Amen and Goodbye. April Fool's is called Amen and Goodbye. April Fool's is called Gerson's Whistle. That's the name of the song. April Fool's. We don't know. Everything's up in the air now.
Everything is still an illusion.
Silly. That's today's theme. It's silly.
Yeah. So I'd like to talk about an experience I had over break.
Fine.
Because I missed kind of the opportunity to mention it, but. As we all in this room know, I saw Carly Rae Jepsen on Friday.
And last Friday. I'm sad that I didn't see it with you.
And yes, Charlie missed it.
Was that in New York?
It was in New York.
I remembered.
So, pretty exciting moment of the show. She, of course, played, I believe, every song on Emotion. And then also played Call Me Maybe in that questionable song with Owl City, which I forgot existed and made me really sad.
Owl City.
Conflicting reports.
No one likes Owl City.
Conflicting reports say that he was either there or not.
Sorry, there's a man named Owl City.
Yeah,
that's so sad.
Yeah, yeah. Last family name of City, first name the guy go by Owl. It's call me Owl.
I did not think he was there.
Owl City.
But
what a joke.
Yeah.
Is he the guy who made
Fireflies?
Fireflies. That was mainly in Fireflies. Like, make me feel so high.
That was like B.O.B. like Airplanes era. That was like
those are the same song.
Sort of grouped those two songs like together.
Yes.
I was gonna say mind. You could have told me they were the same song.
And apparently like he also did a song with Carly Rae Jepsen.
Got Airplanes and the Night Sky. Oh, it's very similar because you got Fireflies lighting up the night sky and then you got the airplanes like shooting stars.
What about like night sky and like lights?
I could use a kiss right now, is that what it
wish,
is?
Wish.
I could use a kiss right now. I could use a wish right now.
I mean, same. But like you were in 2007, 2008, like how like everyone would just post like, can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting scars? I could really use a wish right now.
Shooting scars. They're scooting at me. They're shooting.
Scooting
scars. That song loses a lot of it. I mean, limited. It has limited appeal, but it loses almost all of it when you change shooting stars to scooting. Scars.
Scooting scars.
Ah, silly. Ah, this is so good.
Silly.
Anyway, right. So we got lots of giggles today. We got lots of laughs. We got lots of fun times.
We do.
We got a lot of smiles. We got a lot of sharing.
I'm all smiles. I mean, these guys were on time this morning. It was a blessed thing.
Someone was not on time.
That's the wrong way to use that sentence.
I got a text last night that said, no 8 minutes late this morning. Be on time.
It almost said no 8 minutes or any of that BS.
And I'm standing there at 8:53, and up waltzes Charles Meyer, PhD.
I got a banana in my hand.
With a banana in hand.
What's his PhD? I forgot.
I don't know.
I got a PhD in bananas. April Fool's.
Potassium.
Yeah, that was my clever little joke for April Fool's. Charles is not a PhD.
Good one.
Yeah.
I was sitting there talking with Alex about the Tesla Model 3, and I was trying to convince him to buy one. I just want one. It's really good. I watched the thing. Elon got me hyped.
Wait, there was one of those like
he had his launch event. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
It was so intense, and then like those you see cool. This slate gray Tesla Model 3, and you just look and you say, wow.
Didn't Elon like just break up with his wife or something like that?
Elon breaks up with his wife like every other week. It's fine. April Fool's. It doesn't matter.
April Fool's here. I mean, have a Tesla.
His personal life isn't really relevant, but what is is the fact that his cars are totally the bomb.
That's true. I do want to see that now because his launch events get me like pretty.
Give me chills.
It got me hyped as heck. I mean, true. He's not very good at speaking.
No, he's kind of like...
He's approximately as good as I would be at making a speech.
That's kind of what gave me like the impression that, oh, like he's kind of like, when I first saw him
speak, he's a good guy.
I was like, oh yeah, he's a good, like meek kind of guy. And then like I read about him and it's like, oh damn, like this guy would like shove like a Tesla worker into like a wood chipper if he like made a scratch on his like Model X. Like,
what? Yeah, well, I mean, he definitely is not the nicest guy, but you know, he does good stuff.
He's making stuff happen.
Yeah, it takes a mean guy to make stuff happen.
Yeah,
that's true.
Especially if you want to have a solar power pyramid scheme.
Nah.
Well, his solar power pyramid scheme is doing fine, but the stocks are not. Solar City is what we're referring to, and its stocks have been at like a 52-week low now, kind of just cruising there for like maybe a month. So it's pretty bad because I have a lot of shares. Not really, but I have three of them, and yeah.
Why?
I bought them at like $47, and right now they're worth like $21. So
I don't have any shares.
Nice. Yeah, I have zero shares in anything. Everything. I have zero stake.
Yeah,
I'm not in the world economy.
In this planet, like if someone were like, "Hey, you want to just like up and move to another planet?" I'd be like, "Yeah, I have no stake in this planet. I can
just take your MacBook Pro."
That's true. I just don't have any confidence in any of the stocks. I don't think any of them are going to do well.
Well, that's
probably not true.
I think at least some of them
are going to do well.
Yeah, who's like, you know, whose stocks is good, you know? Well, who's bad? Who can we tell?
Okay, well, it doesn't sound like you understand much about the world economy.
You know,
it's... Moving on.
It's just an illusion.
Well, so, yeah, not all of them are bad. And what is money anyways?
That's true. Well, just like time.
Come on back to the barter system.
It's an illusion.
Okay, so that's going to work out well.
Illusions, Michael.
I love illusions. Okay. Anyways, folks, we're going to move on here, and we're going to play some more new music.
Yeah.
Zach's got it queued up.
We've got some new music.
I'm excited. I got a lot to look forward to this week in terms of music. Let's see. I just recently realized that there was a wind ensemble arrangement of... it's a good piece, and I really did like it. I've been listening to the SimCity soundtrack a lot.
Oh.
SimCity 3000, which is one of the most classic games of all time. Not a very good game in terms of, you know, compared to today's games, but unreal in terms of the soundtrack. The soundtrack was so good.
Sure.
Silly!
Okay, April Fools, I would never do that. I hate games. I hate life.
Alright.
I hate everything.
Speaking of hating life, this next song is called Wonderful Life.
April Fools is called Bad Life.
April Fools is called Wonderful Life.
Nice. Life. Go to play.
Here I go. Out to sea again. The sunshine fills my hair, and dreams hang in the air. Gulls in the sky, and in my blue eye, you know it feels unfair. There's magic everywhere. Look at me stare.
Oops.
That was a cover from Stars of Wonderful Life. It's part of their 2016 cover series. In January, they covered It Ain't Me, Babe by Bob Dylan. And in February, they covered Kanye West's Streetlights. We look forward to more installments
in
the coming months.
We got Streetlights in the night sky. They're like shooting, scooting scars.
Scooting scars.
I could really
dude.
Use a kiss right now. That's a spooky song. It's a fun, silly song. Okay. let's take a look at the traffic. You know, you're commuting traffic, to work, huh? You're commuting to whatever, and Boston Ave is a, what's the word for it?
An awful intersection.
A garbage
Boston
fire.
Boston Ave is a yeah. mess.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone spilled a plate of spaghetti.
There is a UFO crash landing in the middle of Boston Ave.
Look at that linguine. It's just spilling out.
You got vodka sauce.
The flying spaghetti monster is inside the craft.
Oh, boy.
The CIA is approaching from all angles.
We got CIA. We got FBI.
Wouldn't that be the FBI?
A covert capture of the beast.
Or like the ATF.
But clearly it's not that
covert. It's ATO, I think.
I was referring to the people that burnt down like the Branch Davidians in the Waco siege, but sure, ATO. Let's go.
Okay. Well, Jake's got a more intricate knowledge of American history in the last 30 years than I do.
I know what he's talking about.
But, you know, I'm going to drink that Kool-Aid.
But I just...
Ooh, Kool-Aid.
I just want to be clear that in the event of an alien crash landing, the ATF would probably not be involved.
Really? What's the ATF, would it be? American Traffic Foundation?
The alcohol...
yeah.
And...
Trafficking?
No. The alcohol and firearms? Something about alcohol and firearms.
Yeah.
Maybe. Alcohol, tobacco, firearms.
Alcohol, yeah. tobacco, and firearms.
Don't smoke tobacco, kids. It's not good
so
for you.
So their involvement in those events was due to the presence of... firearms.
It's true, there were firearms.
That seems like a pretty much unrelated group, or is it just like things that Hicks like? Is that like kind of their motto?
Yeah. I think it comes from like those are the things that are like taxed and regulated the most as far as interstate transport goes. Mm. So like you technically can't move firearms or alcohol, and I don't know about tobacco, across state lines. I think tobacco is just like so heavily taxed so that there's a special force for that because they basically can just like I don't really know. It's good stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, so in the event of an alien crash landing, I feel like we'd probably have the CIA on our hands. At least that's what the X-Files have led me to believe.
I never watched the X-Files.
Okay, well, didn't either. We've got time for a poem now. It's poem? Time for Poetry Out Loud, brought to you by Poetry Out Loud.
Is it a silly poem?
It's kind of silly, I think. It's got hopefully a lighthearted theme. And regardless, the poet's name is Alfred Korn. So things can't go that wrong.
Do you need some backing tracks?
Yes, please.
All right.
I would like the coolest thing you got, friend.
All right, cool.
We're going to get things prepared here. Be ready for an audio experience.
Yeah.
We're doing Tree Fingers again?
Well, we're doing a different song.
We're doing something new.
It's new. All right. It's fresh beats.
Let's go.
Loaf after loaf, in several sizes.
Never does it not
look fresh, as those insides weren't moist or warm crust not the kind that spices a room with the plump aroma of toast. Found on the table among shadows, next to the kitchen phone, dispatched FedEx without return address though. Someone, possibly more than one person, loves me. Well then, who? Amazing that bread should be so weightless, down light when handled. As a me, dying to taste, it tastes takes a slice, which lasts just long enough to reach my mouth, and then at the first bite, nothing. Nothing but air, thin air, oh, one more loaf of Wonder Bread. Only a pun for bread. Seductive visually, but you could starve. Get rid of it. Throw it in the river. Beyond which, grain fields, future food for the just and unjust. Those who love and do not love. What the heck was that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that
Thrown in the river.
That was not a lighthearted poem.
Oh, it was strange. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. The beat started in the song, and I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I'm like 90% sure that that was a metaphor for hunger.
Oh, saying that, like, you know, food is an illusion and that you're going to starve.
Hunger?
Because like, of corporate like, America making Wonder Bread that doesn't actually have any food value.
Monsanto.
I mean, who cares about Monsanto? Who cares about high fructose corn syrup?
High fructose. That was funny.
So
that was silly. It wasn't
that silly. Yeah. I don't know. It was silly that there was the backing track.
Yeah.
There was like maybe like four or five words where the music and the poem like really lined up well.
Four or five out of, I don't know, 120.
It was a long poem. So, I was reading it really slowly, too. I didn't get that rhythm
his,
really
his
right.
name was, like, Alfred Korn, and he was talking about food. That kind of lined up well.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Apparently, the WMFO website thinks that Rick Deckard...
Oh, Rick Deckard's been playing stuff all
is
day.
...is still playing stuff.
Dang it.
So...
I do that every time.
Wait, yeah, you never turn off Rick Deckard.
Wait, so we're listed as Rick Deckard, like us, we're yes. Rick Deckard.
No, well, so just it's just that the automation, the sound isn't on for the automation, but the songs have been playing for the automation quietly, like with no volume in the background. And the robot who does that automatically logs the songs.
Oh, boy.
And his name is Rick Deckard. Preempted over what we do, right?
Yes.
It is. So
the robot's name is Rick Deckard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the name of the guy from Blade Runner?
Nope. Blade I think he's a
man. No, his history. First name's Deckard. In
okay.
Blade
well,
Runner, I'm almost certain.
You know, multiple people have had the name Deckard.
It's an all right.
Since it's April Fool's right. Day.
Okay.
And usually, I think the holiday episodes are when I get to read a PSA.
Ah, fine.
Can I read a PSA?
Well, let's play a song first. We've been doing a lot of reading. You Fair. Can pick one during the break.
Fair. We will play. A song.
Ooh.
And we're going to... So, new segment here for April Fool's Day. We're each going to make four fake, short, kind of silly public service announcements. And we're going to do that, and we're going to read those along with the real
we're
one.
We're going to make four each?
Okay, like two... I don't know, as many
one.
As you can. One. Make one good one. Fine.
All right. Good.
Okay, I got mine.
And so we're going to play some new music, and we're going to get you some PSAs, and it's going to be really good.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to have the best PSAs.
Let's play the new music.
Okay.
Just make myself the victim like you said.
right, so Jake's got a PSA. He said he made it for us weeks ago. And it's got to be spooky. It's got to be fun, silly. Ha ha.
Don't tell him. Well, here's a little PSA. Please don't brush your teeth. You know, there's fluoride in the water. It's controlling our brains. There's fluoride in toothpaste, folks. There's a lot of fluoride there, especially Crest. If you're talking about Crest, don't put that in your mouth. The government's just trying to control your mind.
Wow, that really sounded like a PSA, Jake.
Yeah, that was some good service announcing to the public.
It's a public service. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
I've got a PSA here on WMFO in Medford.
Nice.
Are you annoyed by all the noise from planes departing Logan Airport?
Yeah.
Are you annoyed by the greatly increased airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by an increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision in June of 2013. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this and will hold its next monthly meeting on Monday, April 11th from 7 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. at the Winchester Public Library, 80 Washington Street in Winchester.
Wishchester.
For more information, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org on the web. A public service message from Boston West Fair Skies and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but Highways in the Sky is an initiative meant to reduce fuel costs and speed up planes by getting us in some like nice air currents.
I have no idea.
Maybe. I don't see why else they'd put a highway in the sky.
Well, it's not made of concrete. It's got to be made out of wind.
Probably, yeah.
Made out of wind.
So I think that these towns just need to, get some earplugs.
Or maybe all the planes just need to go to Europe. That's why they're just, going out over the Atlantic.
All right, Jake, so you want to talk about your Europe trip?
No, I really don't. There's nothing to say. I went to Europe. I was in Europe for a while. The streets are narrower. The people are slimmer.
Slimmer?
Well, everything's just narrower. I should have just said narrower. The portions
they're
are narrower.
Narrow-minded? That's mean.
Oh no. Well, just like their bodies are little rails.
that's rude too.
And their vehicles are narrower too. They got bikes. They got Fiats. Their Fiats just buzzing around everywhere. Anyway, that's enough about me. That's me. It was fun. I'd recommend it if you had the chance. What are you pulling up there?
I'm pulling up a special treat for us.
Special treat. Is it a Klondike bar?
Hey, I want one of those. I could really use a wish right now.
Do you still have those? I could use a wish right now. You have those?
Eclair bars?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you guys ate them.
I'm pretty sure we ate them.
What the
heck?
It's
been weeks. It's been like lots of weeks.
It's been like 6 weeks.
We can go to Stop and Shop and get some more like tonight.
You want to walk with me to Stop and Shop?
I don't want to walk. Well, I mean, Tony can drive us.
Tony's going to be eating dinner with his parents or something.
Oh, yeah. It was Friday.
No, he's going on a date with that girl with the perfect teeth.
Oh, well, that's at 3 o'clock.
What?
I feel like this is better talk for off the air.
I got a public service announcement for you guys. So if you are going on a date and don't go at 3 p.m.
Yeah,
go later. It's more
or
romantic
earlier.
And it's
or earlier.
Don't go
to lunch or go to dinner, but don't go in between.
Don't go
in the middle.
Don't go at 9 a.m.
Don't go for midday snack. That's
don't
not
go
a,
at 10 a.m.
That's not a date. That's a granola bar.
Okay, next thing. Speaking of granola, public service announcement / just airing of grievances. General Mills needs to get their act together because they made Cheerios with protein. Okay? So it's just Cheerios with a little bit of granola in it.
Like what granola, like oats,
little,
like stirred in.
Oats, so it's oats. It's a little extra oatmeal and like granola and it's got a little bit more protein.
Is it inside like the Cheerio wheel, or is it in like the
no?
Just
it's
mixed
just
up?
It's just mixed up. It's just bunches.
You.
It's like honey bunches of oats, but okay. Cheerios. So I got a box.
So
it said 11 grams of protein.
Yeah.
On the front of the thing, and I was like, oh, that's a few grams. That's good. But so obviously that's with milk. A discretion is a bad number one. B, the normal serving size.
What are you doing? Just munching on them?
I'm eating
milk?
Them with milk. Yeah, but so it's fine. So I mean that's fine. But I mean I was kind of already I already know the milk has protein in it.
Yeah.
So then, to my surprise, no, to my surprise, the serving size for a regular box for on a regular box of Cheerios, the serving size is 1 cup.
Sure.
And then it has a certain amount of protein in it. Okay. The serving size for Cheerios with protein is 1 1/4 cup.
For what they
just so they can get the protein number up on the front of the box.
Oh, they can't just change the serving size.
Yeah, they can.
They can?
They just said the serving size for Cheerios with protein is 1 1/4 cups.
Shit, well, why don't you just say...
Well, the serving size for regular box of Cheerios for normal Cheerios is 1 cup.
Wow.
So they're trying to fool us. So it's public service announcement. Never buy anything from General Mills or General Motors or anything
with General Electric. Yeah.
They're all the same company.
Don't vote in the general election.
Don't watch NBC. Don't buy Comcast cars. Don't buy Comcast TV box.
Don't use Comcast. No, that's just a bad idea.
That's not a joke. Well, neither is this General Mills thing. I'm really pissed at
them. Well, by that line of logic, they could just like make the serving size like 1 ton of Cheerios and then just like get out all the protein in the world.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They could also have it's 0-calorie Cheerios because we have less than a Cheerio per serving.
Hmm.
So this kind of manipulation of the consumer is I will not stand for it, and I'm going to burn
down the FDA.
And the FDA didn't do anything here.
A cornfield.
I'll burn down a cornfield. Okay. I'll buy one and burn it down. It's a sign of protests.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a special guest in the studio today for April Fool's Day.
Okay.
Is it
Ronald Reagan?
Who's come here?
Because he passed away.
So,
Jimmy Carter.
If we could...
Jimmy Carter's still alive, believe it or not.
That's true.
If we could put... Oh.
Still kicking.
His sound is on. Never mind. That's good. Yeah, put his sound up.
What?
Yeah. Just throw it up.
Ox too. A couple of ice cubes coming up. Is this an interactive SpongeBob or is this just a SpongeBob video?
Thanks.
This is silly. I think SpongeBob is the original silliest thing on the planet.
April Fools!
What did you do to my drink? You what?
You asked for a couple of ice cubes in your drink. And I only put in one!
Wow, I hate that noise.
That is pretty funny.
I guess that is pretty funny.
SpongeBob's got such a naive, terribly small worldview. He can't even get his driver's license. What a dumb sponge.
Wow.
I hate Sponge. You think that Sponge Daddy gave birth to SpongeBob? No, we meet his parents.
Daddy?
Actually, his father is circular.
Really?
Yes.
When was this episode?
I thought his mother was circular.
Well, one of them is.
But I don't remember what the other one's shape is, because I don't think that either of them were square.
Wow.
Well, he's not square either, to be fair. He's like...
He's a generalized rectangle.
Mm. I forgot what he sounds like. That's been so long. I forgot.
I just want to say that if you're out there listening from, such distant locales as poor Jefferson, New York.
Don't invite people to call on the phone.
Feel free to join the conversation. 617-627-3800. That's our WMFO listener line. Again, that's 617-627-3800.
All right, I'm studying the control panel.
We're preparing just in case you do decide to call in.
Okay, well,
in the meantime,
we'll play.
We've got a new song from you.
New music
from you.
From you.
Yes.
Are you planning on having the artist of this next song call in?
That would be nice.
That'd be a total sham.
That would be so cool.
Is it Radiohead?
It's not Radiohead.
Is it Dr. Dog?
No.
Same.
It's much less cool. Here's a new. Little piece of synth pop to get your morning going off strong.
All right, eat your bowl of Cheerios and just shut the heck up. I lose everything so I can sing. Hallelujah, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Hallelujah.
That was completely the fault of Charles that we had some dead air right there. He was sitting on his
phone.
Dead
air, more like dead air.
Sitting on his phone, just, you know, not really doing anything productive.
Oh,
and
rats.
You know what? I want to tell a story about Charlie.
Fine.
So yesterday, I sent an email to Charles. Not a subject. Jake, don't hit your head against the microphone.
Well, sure.
I sent an email to Charles. It had subject line top secret, and it said Janoke tonight. He said, "Nah, man, I got plans with Rich at Chip." I said, "All right, that's fine." And I went to Tanoke with my good friend Jake.
You used Tanoke like with the CH before, and then now you're using Tanoke.
It's Tanoke. So me and my brother called their Boston location and said, "So just wondering, like, we're trying to, you know, recommend this place to a friend. How do you say your name?" And they said Tanoke.
Ah, Tanoke.
Interesting.
So it's really Tanoke.
It is Tanoke then.
Tanoke.
Jake and I went.
It's true.
We had a good time. And Charlie is sad.
What kind of torta did you get?
It's the same as I was in.
Campuchana.
Yeah, I got campuchana. I don't usually get that, though.
We gave Tony advice about his date that's happening today.
Yeah.
What if she's listening?
What if she's listening?
She could be. She could be checking out Tony's friends.
I mean, depending on how good your teeth are, girl. I mean, you know, it might be you we're talking about.
And, yeah, well, it's going to go great.
Yes.
Tony's a great guy. He likes to drive around in his car and play trap.
Yeah, and he likes playing Mix 94.5.
He loves playing Mix 94.5. That's a real big one.
You know, if you're taking a girl on a date, just saying, you know, public service announcement, play Mix 91.5. It's called WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's true.
We got some good stuff here. We got great new music. We got fun jams. We got sick beats. We got new jokes. We got fresh poems. We got Wonder Bread. We got Cheerios. We got public service announcement. We got Freeform. It's a free time. We got free beats. We got new music. We got old music.
Time.
We got nothing but time. We got it's 9:50 p.m.
Space.
We got microphones. We got illusions. We got card tricks. You can't see them because it's radio, but we'll describe them to you.
Sorrow.
Do you have a King of Spades? I got your card.
It's not an illusion.
Sorrow is not an illusion, but you know what is an illusion is Wonder Bread. Apparently, it's just
That's
air.
True. And you just throw it in the river.
Just throw your sorrows into the river with the Wonder Bread and just hope that there's a scootin' scar for you can make a wish about having some real food.
A scootin' scar for you somewhere in that night sky.
This is called Silly Freeform Beats by Charlie, and it's been going well.
Yeah, it's all right. So it's official. We've got one more song to play for you, and then we're gonna talk for a bit, or like 30 seconds, and then we're gonna put a song on as the next people walk in.
That's fine.
Yeah,
we're gonna do it. We're gonna have a professional radio.
We're gonna do
exit
it right. You're gonna hear the exit with your own ears. You're gonna be like, "Where did they go?"
We won't even know,
and you won't know, but you will. We went to Boston Avenue Dunkin' Donuts.
It's true. Bad Dunkin'. Okay.
Alrighty.
Let's get this show here. We on go. The road. New music here on WMFO. Spooky. Silly. Quattro. Quattro. Very silly. Scooting scar. Hold my breath to five. Prepare to ride. Hey, I can turn the silver to gold. Hey. And everybody's looking for a better way. Hey, everybody's stuck in the race. Siete, ocho, diez. Oh, Cinco. It's number five in Spanish. Last time I checked.
What a track.
So I mean, part of the silly, silliness of today is that I was kind of singing over that song. If you couldn't tell, you know, when I kept saying cuatro and stuff like that.
Yes, it was very silly.
You know, interesting part of that song is when they counted off in English towards the end of the song.
Yeah, it was
one, two, three, four. Hey. Cinco, cuatro.
I really didn't know what was going on in that song.
It was a bad song.
It was. I actually usually like things by her, but that was not my fave.
Ophelia K.
Well, we're in.
Not to be confused
we're in our,
with Ophelia L.
We're in our last minutes here, and we're really just. This point we're just waiting for the swing shift to come by.
Yeah, we're just hanging out and
just hanging because
I see the swing shifters walking down the Memorial steps right now.
Oh, here is your second traffic report.
We got those guys, they're walking down the steps. He's got gray shirt.
They come.
Got blue polo.
They're walking step in step. Their steps are
synchronized. They're in sync. Okay, well, that's good.
They are in sync.
So, depending on, I think we might just want to put on the bots here. Because it's going to take them, are they crossing the street or?
They are standing.
Yeah, I think we should just put on the.
It's now, though, really weird if we had a segment about them walking. And it doesn't end with them walking in the room.
No, it's not that bad. I think we should just put on the bots.
All right, fine. We're done. We're done, guys. That was it. That was our April Fool's episode.
April Fool's, we're going to stay for another six and a half hours.
April Fool's. No, we're not.
April Fool's. April Fool's. April Fool's.
April Fool's. April Fool's. It's not April.
That's a good one.
Ah!
Hey, it's April. That's kind of late in the year.
April Fools, it's only the fourth month of the year.
April Fools, it's the 4th of July.
April Fools, they're still trying to cross the street.
Yeah, so we're not going to wait for them. All right, we will see you next week, Medford, Somerville,
yes.
And Tufts University, and Planet Earth. We got Words by Neil Young here on WMFO in Medford. Have a good day.